Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hi, good afternoon, patients.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. How was your day?
Lovely, man. My day was good, eh? Fantastic. In fact, I think I enjoyed the weather, slightly cooler than usual. How was your day?
A bit busy, but by the grace of God, I had a good day.
Ah, fantastic, man. Great to hear that. Now, we're talking the VOP lesson, Pure Air. You know, our current guide is entitled The Secret of a Healthy Lifestyle. And yesterday, we briefly introduced the subject. And today, we go deeper into the principles to follow in order to live longer, healthier, and better lives. And we're talking about pure air. Patience, what does today's lesson tell us about the importance of pure air?
Okay, so I think the first thing that we need to appreciate is that pure air is free. So we need to appreciate that when we speak about health, it's not like God is intending for us to go buy things. So he created the air for us, and he has given us free air so that we are able to breathe well. Mm-hmm. And so the lesson basically talks about the importance of pure air. So if you can just imagine, I mean, you can stay maybe 3 days without eating food, or maybe a couple of hours without water, but you cannot stay more than 30 minutes without breathing, you know, because air is so essential in our lives.
Yes.
And so when we speak about pure air, it's important to understand that when you are breathing, that oxygen, it goes straight to the blood. And therefore, we know that life is in the blood, as we read from the book of Leviticus, right? And so if we have pure air in our blood, and the blood is being distributed to all organs, therefore it means that you then become a healthy human being. But then if the air is not pure, and then that means there are toxins that are going inside the body, that are going into the organs. So we basically want to understand how then can we breathe well, and the importance of having pure air. So that's just the introduction to the lesson.
And so what would we then say is pure air?
Okay. Okay, that's a very good question. So pure air would be the natural air, so where you have your plants, your vegetations, that's where we get pure air. So anything that's not coming from your trees, your flowers, then would not be pure air. So impure air would then be your gases, your smoke, you know, your gasoline and all of that. Then that would not be pure air.
All right. Now, please take us through what the lesson is actually supposed to be, is actually teaching this afternoon.
Okay, so one of the important things that we learn about pure air is that we learn that with pure air, it actually improves our digestion system, it improves our appetite, and we are also able to sleep well at night when we are receiving pure air. So, which is why it's very much important to have well-ventilated places during the day, also during the night. I know some people would close their windows at night, but then what then happens is that when you're closing your windows, then that means you are breathing your own carbon dioxide over and over again. And as you do that, then it becomes poison, meaning now you are taking in carbon dioxide more than you're taking in oxygen. So which is why it's important, whether you're in the workplace during the day, that we have places that are well ventilated. And then when we are not breathing in pure air, so let's say you are surrounded with somebody who's smoking, or you are a smoker yourself, or you know, the industries that are emitting polluted air, what then happens is that that air is taken into our organs, and then your brain is affected, your liver is affected, your stomach is affected. So in as much as it's something that we take for granted that, okay, we're just breathing, it's just air, but then there's so much impact that happens within our bodies, and the organs are being affected. And another important thing is learning how to breathe well, right? So it's not just, you know, inhaling and exhaling. There's the right way of doing it. And one of the things that I'd like to caution is when it comes to your respiratory system, it needs not to be tightened. So, you know, the people who wear your tight clothes to a point that you're not able to take those deep breaths, the breath. So you need to be able to breathe in and out. So we need to wear loose clothes and be able to take those deep breaths in the morning when you take a walk, or when you're exercising. And then just being able to make sure that we live in well-ventilated places, especially the people who are sick. Because sometimes you just need to take a walk outside when you're feeling sick. Sometimes you just need to clean up the room, because then there are bacteria and then there are bacteria and all of those things in the room when there's no proper ventilation.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, how much control then can we really, have over what kind of air we breathe? I mean, but people living in congested cities, and for example, where do they find clean air? There's pollution in the cities, etc. It's not like people live in rural places. How do people control what air they breathe, really?
So we can't control some of the things, but there are steps that we can take to ensure that we are breathing pure air, right? So you can buy those small flowers or plants, right, that you can keep in the house, okay, that you can keep in the office, right? And so you can get your oxygen from that. And you can also control not being around people who are always smoking. And you can also stop smoking if you are smoking, so that you can just maintain that environment that has pure air. So there are little things that we can do. And also, maybe if you're exercising, instead of going to the gym where there can be congestion, you can actually decide to take a jog outside where maybe there are trees. So yeah, those are some of the little things that we can do to ensure that we are breathing fresh air and there's oxygen wherever we are. And also just keeping your windows open at night during the day, so that we have proper ventilation.
Yeah, beautiful stuff indeed. And I suppose those who are living in the farm areas, in the villages, perhaps have got a better quality of air?
Definitely, definitely. you can even feel it. I was in the villages not so long ago, but feel that, you can feel that, yeah, this air is fresh. And then when you come back to the cities, the cars, the industries, the smoke, everything. You can just tell, and as I was doing research, I understand that when the air is impure, you are more at risk. So when there's a cold coming in, it's easy for us to catch the cold and catch the flu, because we are not breathing pure air. So we are also prone to catching all of those diseases, because our immune systems are weakened when we are not getting pure air. Opposed to the people who are living in the villages, and there's green trees and there's grass and all of those things. So yeah.
Well, a very, very important lesson indeed. Thank you so, so much. No, there's something that I almost forgot. So does it mean that when you are breathing, pure, your life is elongated further than at the time you would not be breathing for pure air?
Yeah, I could say that. Because then when you are breathing well, then like I mentioned, that when you're not breathing pure air, then your liver, your brain, and all of those things are being affected. So that means when you're breathing pure air, you are less at risk in getting all of those other diseases. So for instance, being in an environment that has so much smoke, and I'm referring to nicotine, you are more likely to get your cancers, your lung cancer, so which would literally like end your life sooner than you would not if you were like breathing pure air.
Well,
so it does have
It does have a healing effect and a long-term effect, as you suggest.
Yes, it does. It does. And also, when you just think about concentration, right? When you walk into a room, maybe it's a classroom, and then the windows are closed, watch how the learners are just drowsy and they fall sleepy, because there's just carbon dioxide.
Yes,
it also happens. Yes. So it just shows that there is an impact and there's a difference.
Beautiful stuff. Well, patience, I must let you go. Thank you so much for joining us once again this afternoon. Always a pleasure to talk to you here on AWR. Continue to have a fantastic afternoon and a great evening.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Lovely. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.